This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're completely free, so enjoy freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Of course, tomorrow, National Opt-Out Day, happening at airports across the country. Details at wewon'tfly.com. Not going to focus on the TSA to start things out here tonight. I'm sure we'll get plenty of calls tomorrow. If you've got an experience you want to share from your National Opt-Out Day experience tomorrow night, give us a call live during the show from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time and let us know what happened. Did you have an interesting encounter with the police? Did you have an interesting encounter with just a member of the public, somebody who you were reaching out to with some information? There are going to be a lot of different experiences that people are going to have. Police are going to behave differently in different places, and based on how many people are attending the event, so should be a pretty interesting experiment. This has got to be the first real mass liberty-oriented event of outreach that I'm familiar with. I mean, maybe there is something else I'm not remembering or not recalling, but this is a big deal.
It's about as big as the Ron Paul campaign, maybe more. I mean, a lot more people can get on board. You don't have to pick sides as to who's more likely to win and who's less likely to win. Mm-hmm. People are much more polarized during an election.
Right, this isn't political.
Yeah, but it requires more action than supporting a political candidate, you know?
Absolutely. So wewon'tfly.com to get the latest on what's going on, to get the details. There's a map there under the National Opt-Out Day section that'll give you locations and meetup information as far as who you can get together with and where it's happening, which airports. Again, wewon'tfly.com. But we'll start things out tonight by talking about Afghanistan, where the U.S. government still has a whole bunch of troops and there's still killing going on. But why? Mark, you're going to have some statistics for us here about what Afghans actually know/believe about the United States, about 9/11 and more, so you'll share those. And we'll get your thoughts at 800-259-9231. To start out, Eric Margolis over at LouRockwell.com writes, according to the U.S. government, 41.8 million Americans now receive food stamps. Meanwhile, Washington is spending $7 billion monthly on its 9-year-old occupation of Afghanistan. Not to mention billions more on trying to build an obedient Afghan army and to pay off Pakistan politicians and generals. Last weekend, the U.S. and its NATO allies met in Lisbon to try to hammer out a contradictory strategy that will keep Western troops in Afghanistan indefinitely while assuaging public opinion in North America and Europe that wants the war to end. Most observers failed to note the historical irony that in the 1960s and 70s, Portugal had waged a long, debilitating colonial war to preserve its crumbling African empire that ended up nearly bankrupting the mother nation and ending for good its imperial pretensions. All the platitudes, double talk, synthetic optimism, and fudging at the NATO summit could not conceal the fact that for all of their soldiers, fighter aircraft, heavy bombers, tanks, helicopter gunships, armies of mercenaries, and wizardly electronic gear, the Western powers are being slowly beaten by a bunch of lightly armed Afghan farmers and mountain tribesmen. And that's not an uncommon thing. That's their home turf. They know that land. They've lived there for generations, and they know the ins and they know the outs. And it's just the fact that when you're defending your home turf, it's a little bit easier to handle, even in this case, the most powerful military in the entire world. And they don't go about it in the way that militaries go about the conflict. They go about it in a completely different manner. Fourth-generation warfare, I think they're calling it. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the term is, but I do know that Afghanistan's been called the graveyard of empires, and they call it that for a reason. The British Empire was destroyed there. The Russian, the Soviet Union, saw its fate there. There's one more, but it's not coming to my mind.
That's one of the things that Margolis is pointing out here, is that maybe this bodes for a historical move for the United States. Maybe they will suffer the same fate as those others who had lost their empires.
Right, and there's nothing good about an empire. It seems to me that many Americans kind of root for the United States military like they root for their favorite soccer team or favorite football team or whatever. They don't know why. They just like the colors, and they've been indoctrinated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I'm rooting against the United States military either. I don't want young men and women from the United States blown into little bitty pieces. And I don't want them to be crippled for the rest of their lives. Many more.
Or crazy.
Right. And many of them are returning with debilitating illnesses, both psychological and physical. And we, the taxpayer, have to take care of them. I'm sure they would rather be whole, all those people. What I want for them is that. I just want them to be whole. But, you know, the idea that support the troops means support the government's actions in this area is absolutely, it's not very critical in one's thought process.
So President Barack Obama again painfully showed he's not fully in charge of U.S. foreign policy. His pledge to begin withdrawing some U.S. troops from Afghanistan next July has been scornfully contradicted by U.S. generals and resurgent congressional Republicans. Claims by other NATO nations that they will pull out by 2014 must also be taken with much salt. As in Obama's bait and switch in Iraq, the U.S. and its reluctant allies are likely to simply rebrand their combat forces as trainers and keep them in Kabul, propping up the U.S.-installed regime of Hamid Karzai. Remove NATO's garrison and Taliban would be in Kabul in days. Obama came fresh to Lisbon from groveling before
right. And by the way, there just aren't that many Taliban out there. And let's not forget, the Taliban doesn't mean Al-Qaeda. Many Americans have decided that these two terms mean the same thing, and they don't.
Obama came fresh to Lisbon from groveling before Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, pleaded with Israel for a token 3-month freeze on settlement building in exchange for a huge bribe from Washington of advanced U.S. F-35 stealth warplanes, promises of U.N. vetoes, and raising to $1 billion U.S. arms stockpiled for Israel's use. They'll likely accept Obama's huge bribe, but with even more sweeteners, and not before rubbing his face in the dirt to show who really calls the shots in U.S. Mideast policy. George H.W. Bush, the last president to tangle with Israel, came out far the worse for the experience and was not reelected. Obama appears to want out of the Afghan war, but lacks the courage to implement withdrawal. His final gamble of sending 30,000 more troops into the war has so far failed to produce the hoped-for decisive victory. But powerful pro-war groups, including
right, and by the way, that's the reason that we, the United States, is in Afghanistan, because during his campaign, Barack Obama said this is the right war. The Iraq war is the wrong war. By the way, there's almost as many troops in Iraq as there were when he got elected, but maybe 2/3. So, but that's the reason that we're there. There's nothing from a strategic or military value in Afghanistan. Perhaps what's going on across the border, maybe one could make the argument you pull out of Afghanistan and the folks from Waziristan would move back across the border. But, so?
The claim here by Margolis is that it's powerful pro-war groups, including the Pentagon, the arms industry, and right-wing Republicans, that are thwarting his attempts to wind down the war. And I find that hard to believe. I mean, this is the commander-in-chief. If he wanted to wind down the war, he could end the war within, weeks. He could tell everybody to come home. Who would be able to stop him from doing that?
Nobody, from a legal standpoint, but
yeah.
This is the same thing that's said all over the place. Well, politics is a dirty game. You just don't know how these alliances go and blah, 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 blah.
Those American, Canadian, and European politicians who eagerly backed the Afghan war now fear admitting the conflict was a huge waste of lives and treasure. Their political careers hang in the balance. As a group of Republican congressmen told me in a private meeting in Washington, they dared not to oppose the Afghan war lest their political opponents accuse them of treason, betraying the troops, and appeasing terrorism. Having demonized Taliban, who were former U.S. allies, is now impossible for official Washington to deal with the movement in a rational manner and achieve a sensible, negotiated settlement to the conflict. Representative Ron Paul is one of the few politicians in Washington who has the courage to tell Americans the hard truth. While the U.S., and by the way, Ron Paul has been reelected over and over again after telling Americans the hard truth. So the supposed fear on the part of these Republican politicians that, our opponents would have been, they would have had it out for us and we would have had a tough time with the election. Well, Ron Paul has no problem getting reelected with rates of like over 70% of the voters voting for him. And he tells the truth. So maybe the truth actually works. Well, it's hard to convince a politician of that one. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about Afghanistan And we'll actually find out what the what Al-Qaeda thinks about the United States. Mark, you've got that story for us here in a little
bit.
Not
just Al-Qaeda, but people in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's hard to find Al-Qaeda
in Afghanistan.
For a poll.
This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and prove that they are listeners of this program. You can also send a validated video, and validation means you basically are showing somehow that you are a listener of the show. So it's not just your average picture. It's one taken specifically for the purpose of getting onto the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You get paid to promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check out their system at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there and get started at DelValleySilver.com. And also, they have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to DelValleySilver.com, use the coupon code FTL. That's the coupon code we use for pretty much everything. And you'll get free shipping on your first order over $100, plus a free pouch. It's DelValleySilver.com. It's for the tokens that they have.
All right, we'll be getting to your calls here shortly, but first the remainder of Eric Margolis' thoughts on Afghanistan and apparently this, little get-together that they had, the U.S. government and NATO allies meeting in Lisbon to talk about the Afghanistan situation, this being printed over at lewrockwell.com. While the U.S. heads deeper into war and debt, its dragooned European allies are fed up with what was supposed to have been a limited police action to eliminate al-Qaeda bases in Afghanistan. Instead, Europe got a full-scale war against Afghanistan's Pashtun tribes, raising uneasy memories of its 19th-century colonial pacifications. This is Britain's fifth invasion of Afghanistan. France's influential new defense minister, Alain Juppé, openly described the Afghan conflict a trap for NATO and demanded an exit strategy. It took the great Charles de Gaulle to pull a reluctant France out of its ugly Algerian war. America awaits similar courageous leadership to end the disasters in Iraq and Afghanistan. Instead, we get groin searches and dangerous x-rays at U.S. airports. In a moment of unusual candor, British Defense Chief General Sir David Richards warned, quote, NATO now needs a plan for a 30- or 40-year role. In short, permanent occupation.
It's what else could it be?
Yeah.
And why? What is it that they want there? What do you want in Afghanistan?
To blow stuff up so you can keep buying bombs from the manufacturers.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Step down from your flag waving and all this Go America stuff and realize that this isn't about conquering Afghanistan. This is about conquering your wallet. This is about you and the people that make money on things that go kaboom. If you make things that go that blow up, you need to blow them up so you can buy some more. So you need a war. You need to blow bodies. You need to destroy families. You need to do these things in order to make more of this stuff. The people that make weapons are extraordinarily rich. They're extraordinarily powerful. We're not talking about pencils and papers for school kids here. This is a business, and the business is blowing people up and destroying their families. You blow up enough people, they're pissed, they come and blow people up. It's a nice little cycle they've got. They understand how it works. They don't want anything in Afghanistan. They want your money to make more things that go kaboom.
It's worth recalling that U.S. forces have been implanted in South Korea and Japan since the end of World War II. So anybody that thinks that they're just going to waltz away from Afghanistan anytime soon isn't looking at history. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is demanding the U.S. scale back military operations, including night raids and death squads that inflict heavy civilian casualties.
What's wrong with our death squads?
That Karzai is mentally unstable. America's rationale for invading Afghanistan was to destroy al-Qaeda, but CIA Chief Leon Panetta recently admitted there were no more than 50 al-Qaeda operatives left in Afghanistan.
This is what I've been saying on this show for a long time. I'm reading this stuff, people. There are dozens of al-Qaeda people in Afghanistan and small thousands of Taliban. There's 1,500 or something like that of Taliban.
The rest of the al-Qaeda, no more than a few hundred, fled Pakistan years ago. So what are 110,000 U.S. troops and 40,000 NATO troops doing in Afghanistan? Certainly not nation building. Most reports show Afghanistan is in worse poverty and distress than before the U.S. invasion. And that's pretty tough to accomplish. I mean, Afghanistan was an S-hole beforehand,
right,
and now it's worse.
Like potable water's a problem there, you know?
While the delegates at Lisbon exchanged toasts and a spoke of rebuilding Afghanistan, giant U.S. Army bulldozers, demolition teams, and artillery were busy leveling wide swaths of Afghan homes around Pashtun stronghold Kandahar. In 2006, U.S. Marines conducted a similar ruthless campaign to crush the rebellious Iraqi city of Fallujah, razing a third of it and using white phosphorus shells. the U.S. is using the same punitive tactics in Afghanistan and Iraq as Israel employs on the occupied West Bank, targeted assassinations, death squads, demolishing buildings, or whole neighborhoods. Now the U.S. is sending in heavy tanks to Afghanistan to crush resistance, a proud moment for our republic that recalls Soviet tanks in Budapest in 1956. The U.S. military establishment is determined the mighty U.S. armed forces must not be defeated by Afghan tribesmen. Defeat in Afghanistan would bring demands for major cuts in the bloated U.S. military, which consumes 50% of world military spending, and ending major arms systems.
Hear that, people? The United States military consumes 50%, half of the world's military spending. Everybody else and us, that's all of it.
Yep. Failure in the Afghans, well, it's not me. Please don't include me. I do my best to not spend any of my money in ways that would affect the military.
I wish I could do the same.
Failure in Afghanistan would also threaten the entire NATO alliance. Europe is slowly reemerging as a world power. However, fitfully and painfully, NATO has been the primary tool of U.S. geopolitical control.
Who's emerging as a world power?
Europe is slowly reemerging as a world power.
Yeah,
NATO
not really going to happen.
Has been the primary tool of U.S. geopolitical.
You want a world power? Take a look to China.
NATO has been the primary tool of U.S. geopolitical control of Western Europe since the late.
Funny how China's not really fighting a war too.
Since the late 1940s, the post-war U.S.-Japan Security Treaty plays a similar role by allowing the U.S. to militarily dominate North Asia. If the U.S. loses the Afghan war, maybe it's really a question of when the U.S. loses that war, and its reluctant allies would call into question the reason for the alliance. Europe would hasten building an integrated military independent of U.S. control. Taliban and its allies are not about to defeat the U.S. and its allies on the battlefield, but they already control half of Afghanistan and intend to inflict the death of 1,000 cuts on the financially strapped Western powers until public opinion demands an end to this pointless conflict. That is why Afghanistan so unnerves Washington's right-wingers. The defeat of Soviet armies in Afghanistan in 1989 began the collapse of the Soviet Empire. Could the same fate be in store for the American one? 800-259-9231. We can only hope.
Well, I don't know that I don't hope for anything.
The fall of empire? I can hope for
the
that.
The destruction, what I'm concerned with is the destruction of lives. And, there's destruction of lives on both sides here. And that's what concerns me.
When the empire falls, they won't be able to kill as many people.
So many people, right. But it's likely that something else would emerge in the vacuum. I don't know what that'll look like, but it's likely that that some other nation will say, oh, the United States is, they've weakened. Now we should be the world's super. Superpower. What we need to do is do away with the idea of superpowers.
We'll come back with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Well, the good thing is the superpowers appear to do away with themselves over time. But I agree with you, Mark. Certainly changing people's minds is an important factor. 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. Coming up, your thoughts. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is here, courtesy of ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and watch some of his excellent liberty-oriented video presentations, ObscuredTruth.com. And we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Coming up still, though, the Afghanis and what they think about America. Mark, you've got some interesting numbers that you'll share with us. But first, we go to Mac listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware, an unusual airing of the show on a Monday night, normally a Saturday-only affiliate. But welcome to all our Delaware listeners tonight. Hello, Mac.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, I've been listening to your dialogue there for half an hour or so, and what I would have to say is right now, today, in this very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous nation states in the world, or perhaps you could say the possibly most dangerous nation states, or Pakistan and Iran.
By what measure? I'm sorry, Mac. It would seem the most dangerous so-called nation state would be the United States. They're the ones that are going around into other people's lands and killing folks.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Pakistan, we know, is has a nuclear arsenal.
It's
they have a
nations.
Very large submarine fleet of very stealthy diesel-electric boats with silent prop technology. Okay. We cannot allow the nation of Pakistan to fall under the control of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Also,
Well, I guess, before you go on, I guess when you're talking about the Taliban, according to the State Department, now I'm not making these numbers up, there are about 1,500 Taliban in Afghanistan. What is the likelihood of them?
All right,
you didn't mention Afghanistan. Wait, you didn't mention Afghanistan, Madrasa, right, Mac?
Because of the Madrasa Wahhabist school system in Pakistan, for every Taliban we take off the battlefield, there are two ready to step up. All right?
Why do you think that is?
Because they are indoctrinated.
No, that's not why it is. Let me enlighten you a little bit.
We're going to have to disagree on that. But
we don't need to disagree. I've got some facts for you.
The best thing that the United States of America could do because of Iran and Pakistan is establish and maintain a very large base
in
Afghanistan and Iraq, funded.
How would you feel if the Chinese did that in your neighborhood?
And infantry,
Mac.
And stay there for
hey,
as
Mac,
long
can we
as
have a conversation here? How would you feel if the Chinese decided to establish a large base down there in Delaware?
I'll tell you. They better send a lot, okay?
That's exactly how they feel in the Middle East.
I don't think you understand.
That's what Al-Qaeda said on 9/11, and that's what they said all along, is their goal. Their goal is to get the United States out of the Middle East. That's why they're fighting.
And that's
they're
why we must...
mad.
We cannot allow them to have a nation state.
Who's they?
Who's we?
They wouldn't have had one.
The
only reason they're getting any kind of political...
We are the people. Me?
Well, are the people the government? Because it seems like that's what you're saying.
And I'm telling you my opinion.
Okay, well, let me give you some facts about Pakistan.
Strategic.
All right, Mac. Hold on. Let me give you some facts about Pakistan, like the predator drone strikes that have been going on there. Do you know how many people were killed?
A wonderful program.
Oh, my gosh.
They're killing 9 out of 10 people they kill are civilians.
700 people in Pakistan that they killed along the border with these predator drone strikes. How many terrorists do you think it creates when they send a missile into a wedding party and wipe out entire families?
Well, that's more or
that's
less,
where the guy from the Times Square bombing came from.
I think we've
he had family there in Pakistan,
terrorist.
But you don't want to hear any of this, do you?
Did you say it was supposition?
Obama is a big-time supporter of the drone program.
We don't like Obama. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, whatever. I don't care who you
like. You're jumping to conclusions, Mac. You're jumping to conclusions about what we on this show believe, and you're not actually listening to what's being said.
Right, you couldn't listen to us because we might be liberals.
There's no doubt about that.
I'm no liberal. Ask me some questions.
I had to call in tonight.
I believe taxes are theft. I believe your money is to spend the way you wish.
Not listening to you.
Yeah, he doesn't listen
to you. He just wants to rattle on.
What I'm expressing is a Delmarva, if you're familiar with the geography of the area, the Delmarva Peninsula, I'm expressing a conservative Delmarva opinion.
I don't know what Delmarva is.
Whatever.
I don't know what Delmarva is. And what I would say is, in this case, conservatives are socialists.
All right, those people, you know, the types that wear their clothes on their head, they are trying every way possible to kill United States citizens.
All right, let's slow down. the citizens they're killing right now are the ones that are in their country.
Mac, let's slow down here for just a moment and let's address.
I think we're killing a lot more of them.
I'm not killing anybody.
Right. That's because you're fighting a war against Middle Easterners. Do you hear that? We are killing them, Mac.
If he's talking, Mark, he can't be hearing you. Do you understand? When Mac is talking, he can't hear you. So you have to wait for Mac to stop talking before you can actually speak.
That's what you think, Mac.
Isn't it awful?
You think.
Isn't it awful when you get somebody that dissents from your rant?
No, I don't.
We love this.
I expect people to
hold you through
America another segment. Is full of people that believe what you believe. It doesn't bother me. I talk like I have this conversation all day long. But what you just said is very indicative of your position. You said we are killing more of them. And that's what I believe your position is. We, the United States citizens, must kill those Middle Easterners. And that's what this war is truly about. This
is
about.
It's not only the Middle Easterners. You have the same problem all over the world, from Indonesia all the way back into the Southwest Asian area. You know,
and you would love to just invade it all, wouldn't you?
Destroy the West.
Do you think it's a better idea to bomb them all, just like bomb the whole area to glass, or do you think we should try to
hold a ground force? Very selective, use surgical strikes.
How's that going?
Long-range snipers, they work very well. They're doing a hell of a good job over there.
So, Matt, how's it going?
Over where?
Over in Afghanistan.
Oh, things are going well in Afghanistan? Like, that's what you're saying?
Bodies count for points.
I wouldn't say they're going very well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what you just said.
They'd be going better if the Republicans were in charge.
We just haven't convinced them that they're on the losing side. It will come.
Oh, is that all? It's just a matter of time.
We're not leaving there. I mean, just like Obama said once, we're not going to leave there in 2011. We're going to be there quite a while.
Oh, you're right. Mac, you're absolutely right.
Can we just change gears here for a moment?
Would I get you on my side by shooting your mom?
Young man, I've been around a long time. You just said something that seriously got under my skin, okay?
It ought to.
Yeah, well, see, that's not going to happen. My mom passed away.
To hear about your mom. How about your daughter?
How about my daughter? My daughter has a federal carry permit.
Fine. I'm not saying your daughter can't defend herself. The point I'm trying to make is when you kill people's family members, they get angry. They don't get convinced that you're right.
Well, I really don't care.
I know you don't.
You don't care about
I know
humans.
You don't.
You don't care about human beings that were born outside of this plot of land.
They aren't as good as us.
Of anybody that listens to WGMD 92.7 FM is up on their feet cheering because I am pointing out that
you are the voice of truth, right, Mac?
So, Mac, let's go. I'd really like to address the issue as to whether or not we are liberals, because you seem to be convinced of this, even though we have denied it. What evidence do you have that the hosts of the show are liberals?
Were you born with this mindset, or is it an acquired?
No, absolutely not. I used to want to join the military. Now,
well, you should have.
Oh, good. Thank goodness I didn't. I'm still alive and actually doing something productive with my life.
No depleted uranium poisoning either.
Yeah, Mac, again, I'm asking you just for some evidence to back up your assertions that we are liberals. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a moment to think about it if you don't mind. Hang on, more with Mac at 800-259-9231. If you can stick around, Mac, we'd love to have you because we're not afraid of dissent on this show. In fact, it's welcomed. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, and you certainly don't have to agree with us. I think people calling and agreeing is the worst kind of, one of the worst kinds of talk radio. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by freedomsphoenix.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com to sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, 800-259-9231. Something darn broke over at WGMD, and they let the darn liberals on the air.
Well, liberal. I the fact is, if I'm talking to a liberal and they disagree with me, I'm going to get called a conservative.
A conservative.
Yep. If I'm talking to a conservative, they're going to call me a liberal.
Yeah.
Because I believe something that's entirely different than both of these organizations. As far as I'm concerned, the only difference, liberals are socialists, and conservatives are national socialists. That's it. I mean, that's just the way I see it. As a former conservative.
So anyway, we're here, we'll take your calls about anything. Mac dropped off the line. I invited him to stick around. We could continue the conversation, but I guess he couldn't really come up with anything that identified us as liberals. He was accusing us of being liberals, but the thing is, we support freedom on every issue every time. So, you know, we support full gun rights, for instance, and at the same time support ending the war on drugs. So 800-259-9231, let's continue with Paul, also listening to WGMD in Delaware. And the talk of Delmarva, by the way, is what they call that station down there. Delmarva being the area in which Mark was a little confused about Delmarva.
Yeah, I wasn't aware.
He's just the sales guy, so don't worry about him.
Each geographic area has all kinds of different little internal geographic areas.
All right, let's go to, I believe we've got Paul in
Delaware.
Hey, Paul, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good conversation. It's always good to have political discourse and friction. It's what the country was built on.
Well, it's good to be on. It certainly was a pleasant surprise. I don't know what you guys normally have a local host on weeknights there, so I don't know what happened.
I never heard your show before, but I'm over here. I'm from Cape May, New Jersey. I'm taking the ferry over. In fact, I'm on the ferry right now. And I listened to the discourse you had before, Max, and some of the things that I agreed with, some of it, a lot of it I disagree with, and there's some of the things that, we just need to talk about as a country and get out in the open, which political discourse is all about, which is all good.
All right, so what do you have to say?
One of the things I wanted to I agree with Scary, with Max, is that, a country as big as Afghanistan geographically, which is, it's a pretty big country. I don't know what you compare it to. So I think it's bigger than Texas.
Yeah, it's got
to
be about that size.
Anyway, if 1,500 Taliban could control 50% of the country, just like you said.
Well, a lot of them have been killed. There were more previously. And you can imagine when they were in charge, a lot more people were calling themselves Taliban than they are now.
Right. Well, let me hear me out on this. It's just a theory.
Yeah.
What's to stop 3,000 Taliban, theoretically, from taking over Pakistan, a nuclear-armed Pakistan?
Well, because Afghanistan essentially had no centralized government, so there was a void, as opposed to Pakistan, which does have a central government. It leaves alone the Waziristan province. I think there's an argument to be made that the Taliban could get some kind of control of the Waziristan province in the same way that they had some kind of control over Afghanistan. But what people fail to understand is that what was called a government in Afghanistan prior to the United States going in really wasn't much of anything. It was just, what governments are, they're gangs. It was a large, powerful gang that few people stood up to. So when the Bush administration told the Taliban, hey, give us Osama bin Laden, well, they said, well, show us a little evidence, and it's not like we've got the guy. You're going to have to come in and find them or whatever yourself if it was true, but show us some evidence. Well, Bush said, no, I'm not showing you any evidence. We're the United States. We don't need evidence. We just turn him over. And they're like, well, we don't have him. We're not going to do anything to get him.
Well, where did you read all that at? I mean, where are you coming up with those facts? Because that's completely untrue.
What's untrue?
We asked them to turn over bin Laden. They knew where bin Laden was. They had good relationships with bin Laden. Bin Laden funded most of their public works projects and assisted and fought with the Taliban against the Russians.
I'm sure he
was. The Soviet Union. So, of course they knew where he was, and of course they knew who he was. I mean, come on. That's not
I know they know who he was, but, going and finding the guy isn't going to be that easy.
Well, of course they knew where he was. They supported each other. They were co-conspirators.
Don't you think that they deserve a little bit of evidence?
I'm sure we would have gave it to them. I'm sure we did give it to them.
No, they didn't.
If you could say that they didn't know where he was, of course they knew where he was. I mean, come on.
Well, that's what their claim was. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody wants that. Everybody wants the war to end. We all want the war to end.
Not Mac.
Nobody wants to call. Well, maybe not everybody but Mac. But
not the military-industrial complex either.
There's no, not the military-industrial complex either.
Well, and for everybody that wants
citizens,
the war to end,
most citizens want the war to end. Like, hear me out on this.
But they won't do anything about it, right?
But you know what will happen until you build up the Afghan military to stare down the Taliban and to take their power away, because these kind of people, the Afghani population who has no idea what democracy is and self-government is, they're going to follow the strongest person on the block, the guy with the most guns.
Well, they're going to avoid angering him. But remember that when you're talking about Karzai, his brother is a huge drug dealer over there and a slave trade runner. I mean, the trade in young boys is huge in Afghanistan. The United States government's money is going to prop that up. So, I mean, if you're sitting in Afghanistan and your choice is between a bunch of scimitar-waving religious nuts or a bunch of, drug-dealing pimps, really? I mean, that's my choice? Thanks, America.
Paul, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to Dave, also listening in Delaware, to WGMD. Hello, Dave.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? You got my goat going, brother. You said about what are we doing as far as our military and stuff. Why do we need to mess with these people? We can go in there, and we are the most technologically advanced people in the world, okay? We have the strongest military system. Why do we have to play with these people? Why can't we just say bye to them?
What do you mean by bye?
Excuse me. We're going to kill innocent citizens. It's called war.
Mm-hmm. No, it's called murder.
No, it's called war. When people come and attack our country, that's called war on our country.
How many Afghanis have attacked America?
Doesn't matter. It came from there.
From there?
And it came from, yes.
No,
country.
It came from Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Which the U.S. protects and upholds the regime there, which is very oppressive and against rights of people.
We're at war in their country.
No, nobody's at war because no declaration of war has been enacted by Congress.
Not since the 40s.
I'd like to make a point here.
No, I want to ask you another question then.
Okay.
So North and the Korean War is not over yet, then, is it?
No, they're still in Korea.
Because it's never been enacted, they never signed an agreement.
Well, then I guess there isn't one, right? So there's no war in Korea, so there is no war.
The Korean occupation is still going on. The United States military is still occupying that country. South
35,000 troops there.
But no, I'm going back to when people are messing with our country. Why do we have to, I mean, with all the tax dollars?
Who messes
going on,
wait, hold on.
Dollars,
nobody messed
crazy.
With our country. I mean, what you're talking about, I presume you're referencing the 9/11 attacks. And those.
No, I'm going back to there, guess what? Everything going on in the last 9 years, that's what I'm referencing to.
What are you talking about? If you're going to reference the last 9 years, you need to reference the last 9 decades. The fact is that the West and the United States at the lead has been involved in the Middle East deeply in the past 9 decades. I mean, there was a Shah installed in Iran. I mean,
they had a democracy in Iran, and the CIA went in there, overthrew them, installed this brutal dictator who really cracked down on the people. They managed to get rid of him and get somebody who's a little more pro-freedom, but that's all because of U.S. interference. And that's what I wasn't crazy about this story that we read at the beginning of the hour, because it was so sort of an in the paradigm
wide open,
argument.
Wide open?
No, not right. Because it's wide open, because it sits in the paradigm that the United States military and the United States government has created around the world through all of its acts of interfering in other cultures and other people in the lives and businesses of other people around the world. And there's no reason for us to do that. That's what creates all of these consequences and all of these complications.
Absolutely not, because the more you interfere, the more things get more complicated.
No doubt about that, Dave.
Just kill him.
I'll tell you what, if you got more, you didn't have much of a chance to get your thoughts out. We'll bring it back here in hour number two. Dave, more Dave if he hangs on. Your thoughts as well are welcome. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.